Gateway News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is intensifying efforts to appeal to his core base of white voters by downplaying the historical legacy of slavery in the United States and blasting efforts to address systemic racism as divisive. Speaking at the National Archives Thursday to commemorate the 233rd anniversary of the signing of the Constitution, Trump denounced Democrats, the media, and others he accused of trying to indoctrinate children and shame their parents.
Critical race theory, the 1619 Project, and the crusade against American history is toxic propaganda, ideological poison that, if not removed, will dissolve the civic bonds that tie us together.
The president did not mention the 246 years of slavery in America, including 89 years it was allowed to continue after the colonies declared independence from England. He also did not acknowledge the ongoing fight against racial injustice and police brutality, which has prompted months of protests this year. A former advisor to Vice President Mike Pence has joined a chorus of former Trump administration officials urging voters to deny him a second term. Olivia Troy was Pence's former Homeland Security advisor and served as a member of the White House's Coronavirus Task Force. She said in a new video released Thursday by the group Republican Voters Against Trump that the president was more concerned about his reelection chances than the virus. She also claims that Trump once suggested the coronavirus might be a good thing because it would stop him from having to shake hands with what he called, quote, disgusting people. The White House has adamantly denied it. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.